You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 40.
What do you think is the biggest pain point for all of us trying to work, you know, when it comes to our mental health, and how do you think music is able to shine a light on that?
My belief in the music industry nowadays is, I guess a lot of people don't necessarily agree with me, but I 100% believe that this is the absolute best time ever to be alive, to be able to produce art.
Yeah, I think so too.
I say that because everybody still now is trying to get a record label, and they're saying like, hey, I'm going to do this to get signed or XYZ. I don't think you need to anymore. I think that you can be an independent and really make a huge impact. It comes into it, and it's like I said, with like that personal accountability thing earlier, it's all on you. And I think that's a mindset that a lot of musicians kind of need to understand and accept, and, you know, really embrace, is that if you have a message and you have good music, then you can go somewhere. And if you have a really good message and really good music, you can go to the absolute top. There's absolutely nothing stopping you except for you. You have to think of the business side like the creative side. Luckily, if you're an artist, you're already creative, and so you just got to figure out ways to do things that the labels can't do, because they're these giant machines that are like relatively slow in changing.
Yeah.
Whereas us as creatives, we can figure out, it's like, you know what, I'm going to try this wacky thing. And people might, and if you were a part of these big machines, might shoot you down every single time and be like, no, that's too wacky. And then the best part about being on your own, I want to say on your own, because you can develop a team, but being able to really take charge and control, is that if you believe in something, that you can go after it. There's nobody that's going to be saying no to you. So
you're like a lean startup, you know?
Well, exactly. It's really kind of what it is. It's like, you're in business with yourself, and you know, you need to take that side seriously too. The music always needs to come first. The music has to be the best part of everything. But when you feel like you have music that's just like, you know what? No, I feel like this is there. Then you can take that same creative energy and say, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try all these different, I'm going to come up with strategies on my own. I'm going to, you know, figure out like how I'm going to get people to, connect with me, whether it's video form, whether it's yourself painting yourself blue and running across a soccer field. Hey, you know, if you did that, I do not encourage this, but if you painted your website on yourself and ran across this during the Super Bowl, that would get people attention for your
website. Oh yeah. why do you think this is an issue? Why do you think that, cause it is, I totally agree that, why do you think we're so, unwilling? I don't want to say unwilling. I feel like that's the word that I'm going to use though, to accept that it is all on us, you know, because I just had this crazy realization that, like in the past couple of days, that I have everything I need right now. You know, I don't need, you know, $1 million, because I have everything I need right now to succeed in what I'm doing in this exact moment, to get me to the next level. Like that, it's just step by step, you know. And I'm kind of mind blown by that, but I'm also wondering, because I totally agree with you, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think we're so unwilling to accept that it is all in our hands?
I think it is for most artists. They believe that when they create art and they create really good art, that's the only thing that matters, and it should stop there. And I wish that in a perfect world, that's the way it would be. That if you created, let's say, a song or a painting that was just unbelievably good, you could just hang that up, and then people would see this. Wow, I love this. Like let me buy this from you. Or as far as music goes, it's like, wow, this is great. Let me share this with every single one of my friends and make every one of my friends hear it. And then all of their friends saying, wow, this is great. I'm going to show this to all my friends. Fortunately, it just really doesn't work that way anymore. Social media now has gotten worse and worse as far as just organic sharing. It's very hard for things to go viral by themselves because they want you to pay for ads. And ads are good. They help, but you need to be able to do more than just like post something and then ask people to share it. People, the good thing and the bad thing about today's day and age is that everything is very accessible by anybody, like literally anybody in the world. Whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Portland, or if you're in Indonesia, you can look up like John Omen and I will pop up and people will be able to play it there. That's not something you could do 50 years ago.
You'd have to have the label, you'd have to have the radio station, you know, all that.
And the bad thing about that is that now like 80,000 songs are getting uploaded to Spotify every single day.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out a way to stand out like through all of that noise and giving people something that they can like genuinely like connect with and be like, wow, yes, I'm going to listen to this artist over this other one because I feel like I connect with a specific message like very, very, very like more so than whoever else is the other band. And you know, it's that mentality is also what will end up, I think, getting you signed nowadays. Because if you manage to create like a very like self-sufficient business where you're already going and you're like, you know what, I'm producing really good art. I'm also finding ways for people to connect with it in enough that they are willing to support me. And at that point, that's when a bigger business, like a record label, is going to look at you and be like, wow, this is obviously working. Let's see what will happen if we invest a little bit more into it. Whereas like you can have the best song in the world, but if you post it online, even if they hear it, they're going to look and see like, wow, are people engaging with this? We don't know how to feel about this because it hasn't really been tested and tried, if you will. But it just comes down to it. At the end of the day, it's just do your best to try and relate with people, connect with people. So like spread this, you know, create a message worth spreading.
Mm-hmm. I think you have, because this is perfect for the next question that I want to ask is about your song North Star. You made a connection with your friend who had the, In Oregon, you were telling me about a North Star clubhouse.
His name is Amir. He isn't related to me by blood, but he's pretty much family to me. He's just always been there for me, just a really cool dude. But as I was finishing up this song North Star, and considering the song is about overcoming depression, I felt like it was kind of fitting to be like, you know what, I'm gonna donate like half the proceeds that I make the first month to some sort of mental health charity. And I was trying to figure out which one to donate to. And then all of a sudden I see on Facebook, he's like, hey, I recently accepted a volunteer position as on the board of these North Star clubhouses that specialize in mental health. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting coincidence that I just had this song and all of a sudden he posts that they're looking for sponsors with that.
And it's called North Star.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, I guess that's what I'm going to go with. But he's great. He's also like I said, he's helped me through a lot of those really tough times. Cause I really believe that when you're going and you're struggling through a lot of these things, there's a lot of different ways to really help yourself get out of them. It's not one size fits all. Everybody's brain works a little bit differently. So what works for one person might not work for another. But yeah, it's very important to end up trying to get better.
That's great. I'm kind of a believer. Like, I don't have a religion in the traditional sense, but I'm really starting to believe in like the universe and things like that. And when you were talking about your manifestation, and it's just so funny how it was, your song's called North Star, and it just, you were looking for an opportunity, you know, to make an impact and to donate, and then all of a sudden just I think that's absolutely brilliant and crazy, and I don't know, I just starting to become a believer in that kind of thing. And I do want to talk a little bit more about in terms of vision and legacy. I want to know what your vision is for the future, and what further impact are you seeking to make through music?
My biggest goal for a long time was I wanted to try and save someone's life through music. And actually that I had a couple people reach out to me after this song, and I don't want to say names, but I talked them through a lot of stuff, and they were on kind of the similar place that I used to be. And I was able to kind of check that box off, which was, it is a very big deal for me, because like I said, after all of this, I've kind of viewed my life as like a second chance, and hopefully prevent people from making the same mistake that I made. And being able to do that was just, it was a huge moment for me. The next thing that I want to do is, I finished this album now. I'm just finishing up the mix and master, but I want to, of course, create more songs. But I want to continue to try and like explore those, like the themes of the human condition. Is I don't want to put in this, but I follow that hashtag end the stigma, and that's a very big proponent for me, is accepting that. Mental health issues are way more common than anybody gives them credit for. And that's a really big thing that I'm trying to go after right now. I think that more people are struggling with it than they let give off. And I feel like there's this weird inability for people to express that stuff in society. And what's even worse is the fact that when people are looking for help, they're unavailable to get it sometimes. And that's honestly been one of the most common things that I've heard and seen, is when people reach out to me, of course I push them to try and get some type of counseling or therapy, and almost every single time they would say they love to, but the resources are unavailable to them. It's either too expensive, there's not very many in their area. And that's just like one of the most heartbreaking things to me. It's like, you know, why when people are trying to get better, which is a good thing for everybody, do we not have more support systems in place instead of people having to pay $200 an hour to try and, you know, make it so they can like function regularly, when it's happened to me. It happened to me, and it happens to everybody. Is like some days you just have a day that you can't even, you know, get out of bed. And everybody's different. Some people's issues are different. If you have an anxiety, it's like, you know, you can have a panic attack, but absolutely nothing sometimes that just makes it so it's just like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing for the rest of the day.
You're paralyzed. Yeah.
And then getting people the ability to get help that is right for them is something that I really think that, I want to go after. I'm not sure how I'm going to end up accomplishing that, but if I could change the world somehow, that's be one of the biggest ones that I would do.
That's what I want. That's the answer. You're going, something is going to happen because you're passionate about it, and it's what you're focusing on, you know, and I, in some way, it's going to manifest because this is what you want to do. Absolutely. It's so the resources are there, but they're either so expensive or they're not they're there and they're accessible, but like, or they're just not what you want. Like, it's hard to find a therapist that actually even works for you. You know, I've gone through several where it's like, I'm not, you know, getting the support that I need, but they are on my insurance, you know, or else, yeah, I have to pay like $200, you know, an hour for just to get out my thoughts and just like untangle the yarn in my head, which I don't think is necessary, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, therapy can do a lot of good things. It can help you sort through those distorted thoughts and help you figure out, like,
oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, it's just there's not a one size fits all for everybody. It's like one therapist may be absolutely great for somebody and not for somebody else. And when you find the right fit, the last thing you want to hear is that you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the unfortunate truth.
And, you know, then you have to go to a psychiatrist if you're going to be taking medication, and, you know, it costs money to get to see the psychiatrist, and then the medications cost money, you know, if you find something that actually works for you. So yeah, it's big bucks just to function sometimes. And I'm so glad that that's part of your vision, is to, you know, somehow bring about more affordable resources and more accessible resources. I don't want to take any much more of your time. I have one more question for you, and that is, how have you created beautiful things already in 2020, and what are your plans to continue to create beautiful things this year?
I touched on this a little. In my opinion, the album I've created is really beautiful. It took me about 2 years to finish. I combed through probably about 200 songs that I wrote and picked 10 that I liked the most, which was kind of crazy to say that I've written that many songs. But at the end of the day, I feel proud of what I did. Every song is kind of its own nugget in its own way. They all talk about different things. Some of them talk about love. Some of them talk about, North Star, about depression and overcoming that. And some of them, you know, talk about what we were talking about earlier, about just being so passionate that it just leaks out of you, and just going after something that just seems, you know, it seems impossible, but not to you. And that, you know, now I'm at the stage where it's like, okay, well, I'm about ready to start sharing with this people. And I just want to, you know, try and spread that to as many people as possible. They're like, hey, I made a thing. Please
check it out.
as far as the future goes, I've already started on the next album. I have a couple of songs that are nearing completion. I don't know if I'm going to do the same thing on this one and comb through 200 songs to find the ones that fit the most. Maybe I'll use a few of those others, like those older songs as well. Cause a lot of them were good songs. They're just not necessarily what I wanted to put on this one. Mm-hmm. And so really it's just like trying to create more art that means something.
Create art that means something. Perfect. Thank you. That's all. I love it. That's just my, I just love how concise you are. So I want to thank you for really being so well-spoken and sharing, you know, your passion and sharing your heart and your entire journey, because just listening to where we came from the beginning and to where you've come from and then to your vision for the future, it's very inspiring. And it's just beat by beat by beat. There's something that we can take away from every question that you answered, every single thing you said. So I want to thank you so much for being here with me today on Mind Made Wrong. Your name is John Omen, and please tell me where please remind us where we can find you online.
The best way is just go to johnomen.com. Once again, it's johnomen.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me on any social media. Just look up same thing, J-O-N space O-M-E-N. And like I said, I'm the guy with the lightsabers.
The lightsabers. You can't miss it. Why the lightsabers? One last question.
So when I was in the military, I taught martial arts, and I just decided, after I got out that I was going to continue to do it. I always liked sword fighting. And so I got into like sword fighting martial arts called HEMA. And when I practiced with those, I was like, oh, that's kind of boring to use like the training swords. And so I ended up just getting like a sparring lightsaber, which is like honestly one of the best and worst ideas I've had, because those things, they actually hurt a lot when you get hit by them. Like you have to wear gloves or you'll break them. I'm not even kidding. I was just like, okay, I was like, you know what? These kind of look cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I was figured, I was like, I'm just going to take a couple of pictures with them. And I did that. And then all of a sudden, it ended up working. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna stick with this, because I like the aesthetics.
It's a great aesthetic. You have a very cohesive aesthetic. And guys, if you first of all, obviously check out his music, but like if nothing else, just go on his Instagram, because it's just great. It's perfect. It's very cohesive.
I'll show you something that's kind of cool. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I got this made for me. But yeah, it's a let's see.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe that. That's amazing. Oh my god, you perform with that like every single time, right?
Yeah, of course.
Every time. That is oh my god, I'm so, oh my god, that made my day. That's the best thing I've ever seen, ever. That's amazing.
All right. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. I really love what you're doing, and I think it really matters. So
you've been awesome. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, guys, we are going to sign off now. I just want to let you know that if you have received value from this podcast, especially from this particular episode of Mind Made Wrong, please give John a follow. Follow him on Spotify, wherever you stream. Save. When does Hearts Bleed Fire come out?
That's a loaded question. I'm debating on either continuing to release a couple of singles leading into it, or I may release it sometime in the next few months. Mm-hmm. It just depends on a few elements. So at the end of the summer, at the very latest, so probably like August, September.
Well, we'll follow you and we'll stay up to date. If you have not already, please follow and subscribe to Mind Made Wrong wherever you listen. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Please subscribe to Steel Maggie. And if you are behooved, please share this podcast with another beautiful creator you know. I will see you next week. But until then, let's go create beautiful things.